The Father Ram Segundo Barrio Person of the Year Award recognizes an individual or organization committed to the betterment, works and service to the cultural, historical, and economic, educational, and social empowerment of the Segundo Barrio and its inhabitants, values, and unique experience. This year, the recipient is local artist Gaspar Enriquez. Here to tell us about the mission of the award and about how Gaspar has contributed to enlighten the past, present, and future generations of El Pasoans are Gracie Kane and Gaspar Enriquez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Gaspar, what does it feel like to get such an award?
It's like numbing.
Do like you have numb? To say, what? How is this happening?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it's a great privilege to be represented by my barrio.
And well, you're representing your barrio now.
Well, yeah, but okay. So I'll be representing my barrio. Well, at the time, there were no words for it, mm-hmm. but it's very humbling, and I'm really honored to receive this award.
And, I mean, the Segundo Barrio really is, it's a special place. There's so much magic happening there all the time, and the sense of community never goes away, which is really, really nice to see. It doesn't matter any time that you go to the Segundo, everybody is your friend, and you just have these wonderful conversations with complete strangers that feel like they're your friends.
Yeah, especially eating at Jalisco.
Yes.
Absolutely. And Bui Bakery.
And Bui Bakery, of course.
Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. So, Gracie, tell us about the award, because really it's a young award that started last year.
Yes. Yeah, so the award is 2 years old. Last year, we actually had the honor in bringing Father Ram to El Paso, back to El Paso, and we named the award after him. People that don't know who Father Ram was or is, he was a very inspirational type of person. That he's the type of person he walks into a room and you just feel his glow, his aura, his beautiful presence. And he has changed so many lives, not just in El Barrio, mm-hmm. but internationally in his home in Brazil. And so we were, you know, very humbled and honored to have brought him in last year for this award. And, you know, he kept on asking, okay, who is next? Who do you guys have in mind? And Gaspar just always came up. Everyone, you know, besides the board is 5 people, including myself, which is Father Ron Gonzalez, our board president, Aaron Viramontes, Paul Dibb, and George Salome. And they would ask people, and his name just always came up, and people always had little stories to say. And still to this moment, I've been walking tirelessly in Segundo Barrio and with the schools, and you know, it's beautiful to see that his impact on the older artists and on the older students that he used to teach, now they are keeping his memory, his inspiration down to these other kids.
It's got a trickle-down effect, that's for sure.
Right, and it's just something that you could right away see the impact that, and it's so weird I'm talking about him. He's like looking at me.
He's like, he's alive. Like, Gaspar is alive. So that's important to note.
It's just, you know, because people, you know, the kids, they're like, well, how is he? And I'm like, you know, he's very humble. And one thing, really seeing his YouTube videos, and of course, because I had to Google him, know everything about him, he always says, you know, so many different iconic quotes that now they are talking about, mm-hmm. that they probably don't even know what it means, but mm-hmm. they're really, you know, impacted by him. And they know that what they see in front of them isn't really the reality of things, that if you just, you know, pursue your education and work really hard, that you really have a chance to accomplish your goal. And I think that's what Gaspar represents to a lot of people in Segundo Barrio.
Now, Gaspar, did you set out to have such an impact?
No. And, you know, talking about Father Ram, you can see how hard it's going to be.
That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah,
you need
tough.
A bicycle.
Yes. Well, yes. we'll stop it.
For sure.
But, yeah, it's going to be a very, very tough steps. Yeah.
But I mean, you really have. You know, there's this whole generation of artists out there that you've had a direct impact on, and now you see them kind of trickling that down. What are the core things that you think they got from you, or have they told you what it is?
Well, you know, I used to have a student. He was a student that was in the back row, all back seats all the time. He never looked like he was paying attention. And then I met him several years later. He was going to school, and he was quoting me every little, everything that I used to say. And he actually became an art teacher, and he took my place when I retired.
Oh, well, fancy that.
Yeah.
So you think he's still using your Gasparisms?
And he still is. Yes, he is.
100%.
I think he made a presentation in his lesson plans to include me in there.
So what are some of the Gasparisms that are still out there?
Well, you know, I really don't know.
It just comes natural.
Yeah, I just ramble on and they remember whatever I said.
I mean, you just never know, right? I mean, you're talking, you're doing, and you just have no idea of the impact that you're having.
You
at
don't.
The moment.
My classes were mostly big, but I used to teach not necessarily like they were going to be, all of them were going to become artists, but I used to teach so that they could appreciate art. Mm-hmm. But I never knew how many I was going to reach. And when I had my retrospective in 2014, there was a lot of students that came by. They were engineers or doctors or whatever they were, but they were always telling me that I had a great influence in them. And that was to my surprise.
Well, and that's generally the way it is, right? You're just going about your business. You're doing your thing. And somewhere along the way, people listen.
Well, you know, that's what a teacher does. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us remember a teacher that made a big impact in our lives.
Of course.
And you never know.
Were you a teacher before you were a painter, you think?
Oh, yes. Well, no, because I started painting when I was a small child. And I was living in the projects here on Olive Street. And I was going to school, and there was this, actually he was my neighbor, and he was actually teaching at the school that I was going to. And he would give me a ride in the mornings. And it turned out that he was an art teacher there, and he would show me some of his artwork and at home. Mm-hmm. He didn't have much of a studio because living in the projects,
it's whatever space you can carve out for yourself.
A little room in the corner. But that was very inspirational.
Just to see that somebody can just do their thing anywhere.
Well, it was like seeing the first Chicano that I knew that was an artist, and that motivated me.
So... you are the Segundo Barrio Person of the Year. What advice do you have to kids that are growing up right now in the Segundo Barrio?
The best thing would be to get an education. If La Raza wants to get out of poverty or the barrio, an education would be the key to it.
It's very important. And I know Sacred Heart is the heart of the barrio, and you guys really do a lot of work there to keep everybody together and keep everybody moving forward. We have time today. I know you had the dinner on Thursday, but we have time today right now to join in on the celebration. Will you tell us about that? Because you can get in your car, or if you're in your car, you can just do a little U-turn and head on down to the celebration. Will you tell us about that, Gracie?
Like you mentioned, I just want to go back to what you said about Sacred Heart. The Jesuit priests over there worked tirelessly, morning and night, in dedication and service for all the people in Segundo Barrio and humanity, period, but in El Barrio. Mm-hmm. And right now, as you guys hear this interview, we are actually celebrating at Sacred Heart in the gym. We would love to invite you guys to come with us, meet Gaspar in person, and celebrate with us. Celebrate a person that has inspired a generation and keeps inspiring generations after generations to pursue their dreams and pursue their education and come learn about the beauty of what the Jesuits here at Sacred Heart have been doing for many, many years. They're one of the first parishes in El Paso. And we're going to have live music. We're going to have folklorico dancing. Every kid is going to get a toy. So if you have kids, we're going to have games, face painting, and really this is a day that we're just celebrating in being alive, celebrating our culture, and celebrating a person named Gaspar Enriquez that really has touched many lives. So if you have nothing to do right now, please come on over.
Well, you heard it from Gaspar. If you want to get out of the barrio, go to school.
Right.
Congratulations on this honor, Gaspar.
Thank you. It's a great honor, believe me.
Today, my guests have been Gracie Kane and artist Gaspar Enriquez, who has been honored as the Father Ram Segundo Barrio Person of the Year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.